Welcome to ACT Radio, Animal Concerns of Texas. I'm Greg Lawson.
I'm Tom Linney.
And I'm Liz Walsh.
Here on ACT, we talk about how we humans relate to other animals.
We talk about how we use them for food, clothing, and entertainment, and how there are humane alternatives to these practices.
And we also discuss why a plant-based diet is healthiest for humans and the best thing one can do for the environment.
So if you're concerned about the environment, if you're concerned about your health, if you're concerned about the way animals are treated, stay with us for Animal Concerns of Texas.
Coming up on today's show, we feature a conversation with Naomi Sophia Call, producer and co-director of the film Call to Rescue. That's a little later in the show, but first some news.
Major United States dairy producers will pay $52 million to settle an antitrust class action lawsuit, accusing them of slaughtering more than 500,000 cows to reduce milk supply and inflate prices. According to Cheryl Leahy, an attorney with the organization Compassion Over Killing, this cow-killing program exploited both the animals and the consumers and resulted in the early deaths of over 500,000 cows. The dairy industry scheme resulted in $9.5 billion in industry-wide price fixing in an effort to stop the downward spiral of milk prices. The settlement means that anyone who purchased dairy products in one of several states between 2003 and 2011 could be entitled to a cash payout. The class action lawsuit was filed in 2011 on behalf of dairy consumers against dairy lobbying group National Milk Producers Federation and industry cooperatives Dairy Farmers of America, Land of Lakes, Dairy Lake Cooperative, and Agrimark. The suit states that these trade groups, led by the National Milk Producers Federation, oversaw a herd retirement program between 2003 and 2010. That retirement program consisted of dairy cooperatives buying out entire herds of cattle, primarily from small farms, and sending them to early slaughter. This limited the supply of raw milk, thus driving up prices for products like yogurt, cream, and cottage cheese, according to the suit. Compassion Over Killing attorney Cheryl Leahy said, "This settlement sends a message to the dairy industry that they cannot harm people and animals out of simple greed without any accountability," she said. "They are not above the law." Dairy is obviously a failing industry. Sales of plant milk are going through the roof as consumers opt for plant-based versions made of soy, almond, coconut, hazelnut, and more. Rather than fight this tide, dairy executives need to accept it and respond appropriately. Dairy runs at a loss, meaning that each dairy farmer's income is heavily subsidized by the government. Rather than continue with this unsustainable use of public money, we could direct this money elsewhere towards something healthier, more sustainable, and less cruel.
From One Green Planet, the effects of compassion are far-reaching and have been shown to have benefits for physical as well as psychological health. A wealth of evidence demonstrates that social support, when humans connect in a meaningful way with other people or animals, helps in the recovery from illness as well as promoting increased levels of mental and physical well-being. Evidence from studies that interventions can lead to reduced depressive symptoms and feelings of isolation, improvements in positive emotions, psychological well-being, hopefulness, optimism, social connection, life satisfaction, and, of specific interest to this paper, compassion. Such interventions have also been found to impact upon how people behave, increasing pro-social acts and decreasing antisocial behavior. Furthermore, research by Sarah Conrath at the University of Michigan and Stephanie Brown at Stony Brook University shows that a compassionate lifestyle might even increase our lifespan. The reverse is also true, and motivation appears to play an important part. It is not sufficient to simply do good deeds. One must do them for the right reason. Sarah Conrath's research also revealed that whilst people were active in volunteering did live longer than their non-volunteering peers, the impact only happened if their reasons for volunteering were altruistic rather than self-serving. Barbara Fredrickson, Steve Cole, and fellow researchers have demonstrated this on a cellular level. They found high cellular inflammation levels in subjects whose happiness stemmed from a hedonistic lifestyle. Conversely, they found low inflammation levels in people whose lives were enriched by greater meaning and compassionate service to others, including non-human animals. The cultivation of well-being has specifically shown that it is eudaimonic rather than hedonic well-being, which is linked to a sense of connectedness with others and oneself. Eudaimonic well-being implies finding meaning and purpose in life, living in accordance with one's values, and developing a sense of long-term spiritual health, not necessarily religious. In turn, eudaimonic well-being may be cultivated through mindful practices such as meditation and compassion training. People who feel more connected to others and animals are more empathetic and form more trusting and cooperative partnerships. Cultivating compassion for all living beings and practicing a compassionate lifestyle can, therefore, help boost social connection and also improve physical and mental health.
The Center for Biological Diversity reports that U.S. Representative Earl Blumenauer, a Democrat from Oregon, introduced a bill on September 8th to ban the use of body-gripping traps by Wildlife Services, the highly controversial arm of the U.S. Department of Agriculture. If passed, the bill would ban leg-hold and foot-hold traps, conibear, and snare traps. The Limiting Inhumane Federal Trapping for Public Safety Act would forbid Wildlife Services from using the traps which are known to cause suffering to trapped animals. Wildlife Services routinely uses such traps to eradicate wildlife considered to be undesirable to agribusinesses, particularly livestock ranchers. The bill also bans the use of such traps on national forests, wildlife refuges, and other public lands managed by the U.S. Agriculture and Interior Departments. The bill includes limited exceptions for invasive species control and protection of endangered species. Wildlife Services has come under increasing pressure to reform by scientists, members of Congress, wildlife-friendly livestock ranchers, and conservation and animal welfare organizations due to multiple incidents involving the use of body-gripping traps that have harmed people or their pets and have resulted in the trapping of non-targeted wildlife. At the behest of the livestock industry, the traps are typically used to target animals like wolves, coyotes, bears, and mountain lions, despite the fact that research has shown that such species are critical to healthy ecosystem function and that eradicating them to protect livestock is ineffective. Wildlife Services killed 3.2 million animals just last year, including over 68,000 coyotes, nearly 500 black bears, nearly 400 gray wolves, and almost 290 mountain lions, among many other animals. According to the Center for Biological Diversity, this bill will help stop this unnecessary killing and trigger broader use of non-lethal methods that emphasize coexistence with wildlife, not persecution. Let's hope this bill passes and more are introduced across the country.
Stay with us. Coming up next is a conversation with Naomi Sophia Call. She's the producer and co-director of the documentary film Call to Rescue. The film showcases the extraordinary healing, forgiveness, and compassion of humans and animals in farm animal sanctuaries across the United States. That's next on Animal Concerns of Texas.